I don't remember what we ever did with the hoops.
When you're young, maybe you ran with them.
Oh, we used to take the hoops, the iron hoops off of the old wagon wheels and run down the road with them. With an inverted T and push the hook down the road to chase them.
See, that was the steel part that went
around? It was the steel part that went around the hub of the wagon wheel.
What did you do with did you ever have much to do with the wagon?
Very little.
What did they do when those wheels started to squeak?
Well, they used to have to grease them. Or they would drive them down to the creek and let them soak for a day or two to swell the wood so that it would hold the metal bands or the rim on the wagon, and it would hold the iron hook on the hubs, keep them tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that iron hook, that was about that big around?
They were all the way from 4 inches to 16 inches in diameter. It all depended on how big the hub of the wheel was.
What did you call that metal part that was in contact with the ground? It went all the way around.
The rim.
That was the rim.
The wagon, the wheel rim. But there was another name for it, and I can't remember. Incidentally, I've got about 50 wagon wheels.
A prime item, huh?
Prime item.
Do people come looking for those often?
They did until we got them.
Oh.
After we got them, we had that call for them.
Holy smoke. What did this rim go around? What did you call the wooden part in there? Was that the fellows or the fellers?
I couldn't tell you.
Felly?
I couldn't tell you.
I know I'm taking you back, and I don't expect to get many of these, but... Were oxen at all common in this part of the country?
I have never seen an oxen. I've seen a lot of oxen yokes in old barns. Evidently, they were used before my time.
Around here?
Around here.
Huh.
In fact, I know where there's 2 or 3 oxen yokes now.
Hmm.
They're hanging in old barns. They're quite a rare item. These people don't want to sell them.
Hmm. What in the world do people use those for? Just decoration?
Decoration purposes, mostly.
Go out and make a light.
Make lights and dens. Lights out in over their patios. Right at the present moment, there's quite a few wagon wheels used for patio tables, den tables, in which they make unique tables. Put them on 3 legs, clean them, sand them, take the hub, the center of the hub, and put a brass pot or a glass pot in the center and use it for an ashtray or a flower pot, mm-hmm. and have a large circular plate glass cut with a hole to fit the wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those made.
Well, I bet that glass is expensive.
Only glass is not too expensive. It runs somewhere in the neighborhood of $40.
That's expensive.
Well, it's too expensive for me to experiment with them, I think.
Because what's expensive to me and what's expensive to you is 2 things. You look at it as a businessman.
They're too expensive to tie up that much money and have them set. And you won't sell one of them in a year. But
mm-hmm.
There's a fellow in Oklahoma City that's all he does. He's $125 a piece for them and sells them fast he makes them.
Hmm.
Well, I've seen antique dealers from 4 states trying to sell those old wagons, wheels, tables, and not one of them can sell them. There's one guy can sell all of them.
Hmm.
That's just one of those things.
One sells the next?
One sells and the other can't.
Hmm. How did you get your sugar when you were a boy?